One prayer concern before we begin. Tuesday is officially the date to vote, and Christians are encouraged to be in much prayer on Monday evening at 6 o'clock. So be praying about everything concerning this upcoming election. We want God's will to be done. We need discernment in how that we perceive how God wants our country to be run, ruled, and officials that we're given that privilege here in America. Not all countries have that privilege. We also have a responsibility to seek God's wisdom and guidance in how we pursue and how we vote. So be in much prayer about that. So this morning is beginning of chapter 7. Well, it's not the beginning of it because I preached on judging others for a left. Today is about ask and you shall receive. Ask, seek, and knock. Actually, this is a prayer, also is known as the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. So there's a lot of information here. So as I was thinking about it this morning in my time alone at home in my prayer room, my office, my pastor's study at home, I got to thinking about all of these verses 7 through 12, trying to cover all the details that are together in all of this. I thought, well, I'll just preach on verse 7 and 8 this morning, asking, seeking, and knocking. But there is a lot of good information and wisdom here for us to know how to pray and how to ask the Father and how that we are to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. So as we look at the first verse here, it begins by saying in verse 7, Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, he's talking about a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? That's a question Jesus is saying. Of course not. And in verse 11, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will you, your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? And then verse 12 says, in everything, Jesus says, therefore treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets, as in the Old Testament. And it's the right thing to do, right? It is the right thing to do. So this morning we want to know how to approach Jesus, approach the throne, approach our Heavenly Father, to know how to ask and how to seek and how to knock. And when you look at this particular scripture in the Hebrew, Greek, I know you don't study those things. I do that because it helps me better understand the original translations, how we end up with the English translation from the Greek, Hebrew, and Latin, and Aramaic as well, to better understand the imperative presence of these words and what they mean and what Jesus wants us to understand in the power of the Holy Spirit. So, even in Matthew chapter 6, the Heavenly Father knows what we need even before we ask. He knows. But He still wants us to pray and ask Him, because if we do that, then He will come and give us the results that we need. So let's look, first of all, at asking, seeking, and knocking in verse 7 and 8. So Jesus, as I just read here, Jesus said here, we are to ask, we are to seek, and we are to knock. So three words, three simple words. You know, we ask. We don't stop there, but we move on and we start seeking and looking for the opportunities and seeking God's presence in our asking through prayer, in our time alone, our meditation, in our reflection. And then we don't stop there. We just don't ask and we just don't seek, but we continue. And that's what it means in Greek, to continue to ask, continue to seek, and continue to knock on opportunities of Jesus. It's a privilege to come before the throne of God, to ask Him and to seek Him and to knock on all the opportunities. You know, when you ask and you seek and you don't see the results immediately, that's why Jesus says, keep on knocking. Just keep on, keep on. And He knows we're serious when we do that. So these present imperative Greek form implies that a person is to keep on asking and seeking and knocking. So Jesus was implying that we are to keep asking and it will be given to you. Now, not in a way that we might ask, but in the way that is best for us in our asking. And that's why I say we need God's wisdom. We need His discernment. You know, how to ask in the right ways, in His way, in His will. Not our will be done, but His will to be done. And also keep knocking and searching, and you will find it. That's how we, you know, it's just like when they was panning for gold back in the gold rush days in California and other places in the world. There's a man that dug for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and I think he went into the months, and he stopped because he didn't find anything. And he left, he packed up and went home. Well, this other guy came along, he resumed where this man had stopped, and in 3 feet he found gold. You think about that. He stopped too soon. He stopped seeking, and he quit knocking on opportunities. So we will find it. And then keep knocking, and the door will be open to you. And I like the New Living Translation where it says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. And then keep on seeking, and you will find. And then keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. So these are the things that we are to do. They're simple things. You know, Christ didn't make it complicated. He just said there are three words that we are to remember. You make an acronym out of it, A-S-K, ask. That's an acronym, so something easy for us to remember, A-S-K, asking, seeking, and knocking. So, when you ask, That one word, ask. Someone, something, you are making a request of them. So if you ask someone about a request, if you need something from them, or then we are to ask. But the best thing is asking in prayer is to make a request unto God. That's our communication. That's the way that we communicate with God, is through prayer. And the more time you spend in prayer, the more He is listening, and He will come to your aid. So we ask something of God when we have a need. And we ask something of God because we know that He will provide for our needs. Now, we don't want to get needs and wants mixed up, do we? We want a lot of things in this life, right? They look good and so forth. And we think, well, you know, I could really use that. But when we ask God for our needs, He promises that He will meet our needs. So if we want to receive, we must ask, according to what Jesus is saying here. And there's an example. There's a lot of examples in asking and seeking and knocking. Even in the Old Testament, a situation where a person might ask for the Lord for something. And in Joshua chapter 3, in my studies, I found that we read about the Israelites standing by the edge of the flooded Jordan River, which was an obstacle that provided them or prevented them from entering the Promised Land. There they were. They needed to cross, just like the Red Sea. And here the Israelites headed to the Promised Land. They come to the Jordan River. And, of course, Jordan River is not all that wide, but it is deep and so forth. So an example of asking would be to ask God to part the waters. And often there is a Jordan River. I've thinking about this, and we've all been confronted with the Jordan Rivers in our life, experience in our lives where there is an obstacle preventing us from crossing into what God has called us to do. And sometimes when we are unsure, we don't know, then we stop. And that's why Jesus said, if you want answers, ask. If you want answers, seek. If you want answers to my will, knock. And He will give it to us. And we might need to ask God to part the waters, perhaps even open a door on our behalf sometimes. So that brings me back to seeking is asking plus action. That's putting our faith into action when we ask, when we seek, and when we knock. And then we seek when we need something of value to us. We seek after it. And there are times when we need to take an active role in our prayer process. You know, if we want action, then we've got to take an active role in it. And I was so blessed this past week that I had an opportunity all week long, from morning to way in the afternoon and evening, of just spending time in the Word and asking. Now, you know, I did a lot of asking. I did a lot of searching and seeking in the Scriptures to help uplift me and build my spiritual life, so as I stand before you, I can pass what I learned and what God reveals to me in my life. I pass it on you. It's gold nuggets. It's right here in God's Word for each one of us. And it's so precious. It's so uplifting. So when we do that, God will show us great, great things. And while you ask, also, you need to put it into action. So, Joshua chapter 3, we learn that the flooded Jordan River parted only when the priests who were carrying the heavy ark, the Ark of the Covenant. They needed to get it across. So when they tipped their toes into the water, guess what happened? It opened up. The waters parted, and they was able to go across along with the people. You see, I'm sure Joshua and all of the priests that were there carrying that ark, they was asking God, give us an answer to how we're going to get across here. Get all of these people across. And when they touched the tip of the water, they could have stood there to doomsday. But if they haven't put their faith, the asking and knocking and seeking into action. See, we got to put it in action if we want to see God's work. We have to put it in action by faith. So in pursuing God's call in our life, and now every one of us has had that call in our life, we often must take the initiative to work at that task set before us. You know, we just don't ask for it and just sit down and wait. But we actually put our faith into action and keep on asking, seeking, and knocking. We might just need to set our own foot in the edge of the water and see how God's going to provide a door, open door, or even a window. It might be a testing time in your life. I've had a lot of those. Have you? A lot of testing in your life where that you was unsure what to do or what was going to take place or what the results was going to be. It's a testing in our life. We have a lot of tests in life. We will. As long as we're in this world, there's going to be tests in our life. And then, as we look at the knock, when we are shut out from what we need and desire entrance. So, therefore, when attempting to enter a door, we continually to knock until we gain entrance. Until we gain entrance. See, Jesus stressed the need for persistence in prayer. And even Paul, in his epistles, he says, pray continually. Now, Paul doesn't mean just be on our hands and knees 24/7, but we there's a good time for that, and we need to take time for that. But that pray continually is mean always be in the action of praying in whatever we're doing, while we're working, while we're playing, whatever we're doing, keep in that mode of lifting up our eyes to the heavens and seeking God's guidance in our life. And, the crossing of the Jordan River was persistent, walking. And even as it gets deeper and deeper and deeper, we are to keep asking, we keep seeking, and keep knocking. And we might even have to swim, right? You just keep swimming and swimming and swimming until you get to the other side and until you get an answer that God wants you to have. And He will show you the way. And the knocking is asking plus action plus attitude. We got to have the right attitude. We can't get frustrated in our praying, in our asking and seeking and knocking. But we need to be in the right motive, right relationship with God to understand. See, knocking is asking plus action plus attitude. Now, perhaps rather than parting the water, God will, instead provide a boat. You never know how God's going to respond to our asking and our seeking and knocking. Some of us might see a boat in front of us and even maybe a door or a window. And sometimes doors are closed, but always keep looking for a window to open. Some area of your life will be open, and you will find what God is going to reveal to you. We never, ever make it to the seeking and knocking stages if we don't continue to keep knocking and seeking a way. I want to share an illustration with you. And you probably already heard of this particular story. And it fits right in this message really well about asking, seeking, and knocking. And it's about this gentleman who was stuck on top of his rooftop because of a flood. And of course, they hadn't been just a few weeks ago, people experienced this, didn't they? In North Carolina, South Carolina, and especially North Carolina. But in this particular story, this man was stuck on top of his roof, and he was praying, God, you know, help me. Help me get out of this situation. So along came a rowboat. Remember that story? The man said, jump in, and you're safe, and I'll take you to safety. And the man said, oh, no, no. He said, I'm praying to God. God's going to provide a way for me. I have faith, so I'll be fine. So the man keeps on rolling his rowboat. It wasn't long, a boat come along, you know, a motorboat. The man saw him on the roof situation. He said, jump in. He said, I'll save you. I'll take you to safety. And the man said, no. He said, I'm praying to God. I have faith. He's going to take care of me. So thank you anyway. So the man in the motorboat went on. Wasn't long after that, you heard about the helicopter. Came and hollered down at the man and said, grab a hold of the rope and I'll pull you to safety. And the man said, no. So I've been praying to God. He's going to provide a way for me. And I have faith God's going to take care of it. But the helicopter, the pilot was reluctant, but he left anyway. Well, you know, the end of the story. The floods rose up above the house and the man, and he drowned. In heaven, he had a chance, an opportunity to confront God about his situation. And he said, why did you not save me? He said, I prayed. I had faith. I feel like you let me down. And God's response was, I sent you a rowboat. I sent you a motorboat and a helicopter. What else did you want me to do? What else did you expect? And see, that's what we do sometimes. God's gives us the best, and sometimes we reluctantly decline on what he gives us. It might not be what we expect, but it's our best for us. In reference to these verses, these two verses, 7 and 8, you and I may observe, one may not receive exactly what we request. We may not find exactly what we seek, and the door upon which he knocks or we knock may not be the one open, but the assurance is that where there is asking, according to scriptures, there will be a receiving. And there is a seeking, and there will be finding, and where there is the knocking, and I recall, God will open the door and perhaps even a window. That's his promise. That's why he said, ask, seek, and knock. And as I recall again, when Jesus prayed to the Father who could save him from the death, he did not get salvation, but he got instead salvation for the world. And that's why we take the Lord's Supper together. The Lord, as he prayed, didn't get that salvation, but he provided it for us. Look at it that way. I was just astounding as I was reading and studying these scriptures. Jesus didn't get what he was asking, but the Father went beyond his Son and looked at the world as a whole. But Jesus was perfect. But when he looked beyond Jesus and saw the world, he saw a lot of flaws. A world that was dying in sin. And Jesus died for the sin. So you see, Jesus asked, and God answered in a way that it may give salvation to you and me. You see that? You see that big picture there this morning? God provided salvation for us. And God will always answer our prayers, but he will answer them in his way. In his way. And his way will be the perfect way of wisdom and perfect love. Isn't that awesome? His way will be the perfect way of wisdom. And if you lack wisdom, read James chapter 1, verse 5. If we lack wisdom, what are we are to do? Pray. Pray for it. And he will give it to us. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, thank you so much for these scriptures that you give us to better understand your wisdom. I'm so glad as I've studied this scripture that you took time of your great wisdom. You and the Father and the Spirit, as we seek, ask, and knock, all that is put into action. When we take the effort and seek your will with all our heart, soul, and mind. That's what you tell us to do. And this morning, Lord, we come to you and we ask that you reveal to each one of us how we are to pray. You give us an example. Even the disciples, they wanted to know how to pray. And you give them your prayer. And we call the model prayer the Lord's Prayer. That we first recognize who our Heavenly Father is. And we not let sin stand in the way of our prayers, because sin will hinder our prayers. So sometimes we need to do a soul searching, an inner examination. Make sure that there's nothing standing between us and you. No barriers, no walls. Those walls are sin. And you tell us that what we ask in your name, if we'll confess our sins, you're faithful and righteous to forgive us of all our unrighteousness. Yeah, you have a great plan. Your plan involves us. And when it involves us, Lord, we know that you brought us into this world and you will provide everything that we need, even into eternity. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.